see, teeing it up. If only that was the salt and the beer, might be a more perfect song for us to chat with our friends from the Salty Turtle Beer Company up in Surf City. Want to give a big welcome to Dan Callender.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Very happy to have you. Obviously, before this interview, reading about the Salty Turtle, I mean, you guys have a lot going on. Really, really just the total package, it seems like, with the mission, what's behind it. So we're going to delve into all of that. But very happy to have you in here.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure.
Happy to get to shine our spotlight on you. Let's start with, for folks out there that maybe don't get to Surf City enough or don't know about it, there's been such a brewery explosion here in the past few years, so it can be a lot to sift through. So for folks out there that maybe don't know much about it, let's start with a little introduction of how the Salty Turtle Beer Company was born.
Awesome. So like many breweries, I think a lot of people got into home brewing, and that was kind of our gateway into it. So everyone that home brews, they brew their first batch, and they're like, man, I could do this for a living and sell this beer. So that's kind of how we started back in 2015 is, you know, we're home brewers originally. And in 2016, I met Dean, realized that he was a former Marine as well. And we kind of had stories that aligned together. And we wanted to start a business and start a brewery. So we started getting things together in 2016. And 2017 is when we took that big leap of faith of, you know, signing on a place to brew beer and start a brewery. And we found our location in Surf City. So we started late 2017. And we're just a little over 4 years old, and it's been just taking off faster than we ever thought it was going
to
be.
What is that like to experience that?
It's crazy. There's definitely growing pains, and we're experiencing that right now. We're, you know, ever since COVID, we picked up some grocery stores, and our name and everything's been a great upswing. Right. So we've picked up, you know, Lowe's Foods, Food Line, and Harris Teeter here locally.
Yep, I knew I saw that.
And we can't keep up. So we need to brew more beer and find a bigger location. So we're in the midst of building a new facility right now.
Are you really? Yeah. That is quite an accomplishment for something that started as, I guess, a hobby, basically.
Essentially.
And then you meet somebody, you meet Dean, and you guys have the same interest. You told me before we jumped on air, you kind of always wanted to start a business, but didn't really know what.
Exactly.
But I guess when you started brewing that beer at home, you were like, ding, ding, this is it.
For sure, yeah.
And then to already have the issue of you can't make enough, you can't keep up.
Right.
That is a good problem to have.
It is a good problem. It's a problem, but a good problem. Yes.
But a good problem to have. You're the first brewery. Are you still the only brewery in Pender County?
Currently, yes. So we've got two breweries in planning in the local area, another one in Surf City and another one up in the Sneed's Ferry area.
Very nice. And then, so you are former military. First of all, thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're a Marine, right?
I was, yes.
Former Marine. That is hardcore. So thank you very much. And then you just happened to meet Dean, who fellow Marine as well?
He was a fellow Marine. We lived in the same neighborhood at the time. And we're out. I was having a garage sale. I was advertising free beer with every purchase. It was kind of a weird story. He came there with his wife. And that's where we started chatting up. And
look at you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a cool story. That is Dean Callender from the Salty Turtle Beer Company up in Surf City. Talking about he's got a couple of partners and actually a full team to try to keep up with all that they're doing. In terms of the mission of the Salty Turtle, you guys wanted to do more than just make beer.
For sure.
Talk about that a little bit for the listeners, folks out there.
When we first got on board, our first goal was to be that neighborhood brewery and help as much people locally as we can. So we wanted to partner up with Karen Beasley Sea Turtle Hospital right from the start. So we met with Jean Beasley, who is the director at the time, and she's since retired. And we made it a mission that we wanted to feature one of our beers that's on tap and donate a quarter of our sales to that organization once a quarter. So we've done that. We've pledged that for the last 4 years, and we've raised a lot of money for them. But not only the Sea Turtle Hospital, but also local nonprofits in the area, where once a month we do pint nights for, you know, Share the Table is coming up, local veteran nonprofits, dog groups, pet adoptions, things like that, where, you know, you buy a pint of beer and a dollar goes to that organization. We're able to raise, you know, $400 or $500 a night, and that helps tremendously for these organizations.
That is fantastic. I saw, and I was reading through your website, from vets to pets, kind of, you're covering the spectrum on what you're doing. And of course, with the name Salty Turtle Beer Company, it makes so much sense that you're teamed up with that turtle program there. And again, we're going to pause for just a second and let Trampled by Turtles take over for a little interlude. But I just want to make sure I don't forget to shine a light on you guys in keeping with that mission and taking care of the ocean and the turtles. The first brewery in North Carolina to use the biodegradable
rings. E6PR rings. We're the first ones in North Carolina to pledge to commit to using those. Definitely a little bit more expensive, but we felt like it was on brand, and we had to give back to our community by making sure that, you know, these plastic rings or stuff like that doesn't, you know, filter in our landfills and ocean and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and for everybody out there listening, we're talking about the little rings that hold your beer cans together when you go to buy them. They picked these that are biodegradable. God love you for that. Yeah. Hopefully everybody out there is listening, and any other breweries and beer folks, make sure you're buying Salty Turtle beer wherever you can buy it to support that. It does cost a little bit more, but my gosh, we know we need that because of the plastic that's overtaking our oceans. So big kudos coming to you for that. That is the voice of Dean Callender, one of the owners of the Salty Turtle Beer Company up in Surf City. We're going to continue chatting and talk about some of those tasty beers and other creations they've got there. We will take a little musical interlude and hand it appropriately over to Trampled by Turtles.
Perfect.
He said they're fans of some bluegrass. This is Wait So Long here on The Penguin. That was Trampled by Turtles here on 98.3 The Penguin with Wait So Long. We are talking turtles. We're talking beer. We've got our buddy Dan Callender in from the Salty Turtle Beer Company up in Surf City, a beautiful place that if you missed the first segment, Dan was talking about how much they're growing and kind of can't even keep up with the demand. You can certainly find them online. They're on social media, Salty Turtle Beer Company. Beautiful website where you can go in a rabbit hole like I have been leading up to this interview, finding out all sorts of things. They just opened, I guess, the first brewery in Pender County a little over 4 years ago, 2017, entering your fifth year just about, and doing so much to help with the community. As we were talking in that first segment, they kind of came together to start with their shared love of brewing beer, but really when they launched the brewery, wanted to make sure that community impact was a big component. In fact, we left the last segment. I am happy to shine a light once again on them being the first brewery in North Carolina to use the biodegradable beer rings. I don't know exactly what they're called, but
E6PR is a brand that we use. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So they have biodegradable rings instead of those plastic loops that, you know, don't break down and strangle animals in the ocean and landfills for that matter too, wherever that ends up. So kudos to y'all. And that's just one part of it. I know you've got events going on a regular basis. He was talking about the raising money and donating portions of special beers regularly to give back to the community. So kudos to you guys on that. Now let's talk about some of those beers.
Awesome. Okay,
so you brew a lot. I went down the rabbit hole. I guess they're not all necessarily available all the time.
No.
Obviously, some seasonal releases. But let's hit a couple of those flagships. Let's hear about some of those.
Cool. Yeah, we got four flagships. One of the top two ones are our Heyze New England IPA, and that's just an easy, fruity, easygoing beer. New England IPAs have been on the rise in the last 4 or 5 years. When people think IPAs, they think that, you know, the bitter, strong West Coast style. So a lot of people get turned off by it, but with that new rise in New England IPAs, where they're easy to drink, fruity, they've gained a lot of popularity in the recent years.
Right.
Coastline Kolsch, being that we are on the beach, it's one of our easiest drinking beers. When people are kind of new to this craft beer thing, they ask for, you know, your domestic, like a Bud Light, Coors Light. We kind of introduce them to that Coastline Kolsch, and then they are surprised by it, and they get turned on, and, you know, that's their gateway beer is what we kind of joke about.
Right.
Our next one is our Barnacle Bill's Brown Ale, and that's kind of named after old pier that was in Topsail that unfortunately got destroyed during the few hurricanes that we had in the 90s. And that's a brown ale, just nice, easygoing, brown, robust, little roasty notes, but just a solid brown. And then finally, our Swing Bridge Breakfast Stout. And that's kind of our ode to the late Swing Bridge that we used to have in Surf City that everyone loved. Was now replaced by that high-rise bridge that we got maybe 2 years ago, just to help alleviate with traffic and that thoroughfare to get through the island. But that's a breakfast stout that, you know, we brew with locally roasted coffee, vanilla, and it's just a great beer even during the summer.
Right. And then, of course, so those are some of the flagships. If you go peruse the website, you'll see so much. I mean, I'm partial to some of the fruitier beers. The seltzers, can't wait to give a couple of those a try. There's a blueberry lemon and a mango.
Yes, we do those during the summers. Those are kind of a big hit, especially with the rise of seltzers, and people love their seltzers nowadays, especially during the spring and summertime right on the beach.
Well, and to be able to find one that's made locally,
yep.
Because I know a lot of our listeners really operate that way. So they don't want necessarily the bigger, brands. We want to find something that's local and support that way.
For sure.
But keep those cool, crisp brews for those hot summer days. Some of your most popular seasonals, because I know there have been a lot of things you've put out. Have there some other standouts that you've had over your few years?
Yeah, for sure. Like we're getting into, again, spring, summer. So Cerveza is our Mexican lager. It has a little light lime to it. That's been a favorite during the summertime. Manila Mango is another one that's you'll see in cans and on draft quite frequently. The Ocean Fest lager, a little shout out to Surf City Ocean Fest that runs during early October. And that's kind of a big festival that kind of highlights all the local nonprofits that give back and protect our ocean ways. So we actually brew a beer for them that we can, and it's on draft during the late September, October timeframe. And we, again, donate some of that proceeds back to Ocean Fest, which distributes that out to local nonprofits to protect our ocean ways.
I mean, fantastic. Just so much going on up there in Surf City at the Salty Turtle Beer Company. If you're just joining us or tuning in, that is Dan Callender, one of the owners of three, two of which are former Marines.
Yep. Then we got Zach. Zach's our local. He grew up outside of Raleigh, and he's been going to the beach ever since he was a little kid, and Surf City was his thing. And when he grew up, he wanted to buy a house in Surf City, and that's kind of how we kind of met. And it's just a great team that we have, and it's been awesome.
Well, it certainly seems like it. And again, this is not just beer. They really have an intense community-driven mission, it sounds like.
For sure.
Behind the birth of the Salty Turtle Beer Company. Dan, we thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. We are about to hit spring, summer on the horizon. Anything, what do you guys have on the horizon this coming year besides trying to keep up?
Well, I can just kind of give a rundown of our daily events. On Mondays, we do flight night, so it's a great time to try, four of our beers at $6. It's a great time. Tuesdays are our local run club. It's a 5K over our beautiful bridge. On Wednesdays, we do trivia night. That starts at 7:30. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have a variety of food trucks, live music, and just overall good time. So we kind of run those specials year round, and it's a good day trip from here in Wilmington.
Right.
So, check out our beaches, check out the brewery, and enjoy the beer.
Yeah. And then, of course, Ocean Fest will be happening again. You said that's in the fall, right? That's
yes.
October.
That's correct.
Up there in Surf City. But you do not have to go all the way up there to get the beers. The beers are all over. In fact, they've got a great locator on the website to help you find it. It's all over the place, everywhere.
We try. We have a good a feel of Wilmington, so check out your local restaurants, local bars, local bottle shops, even your local grocery stores, and hopefully you find us there.
And as we talked in the beginning, this was something you knew you always wanted to own a business. You started some home brewing a few years ago, and it has sort of morphed from there. As you look back and reflect, kind of what's been the most rewarding for you in this endeavor?
Giving back to the community. I think that's one of our big things, is to be able to give back. And also for, people to come to our brewery and our tap room, you see families, you see everyone, of all ages, to be able to have that tap room as a meeting space up in that area. We're blessed to have that, because there's really, as Surf City continues to grow, we're in that growth, that started that growth. So,
well, commend you for all of your efforts and taking the extra strides to be more environmentally friendly and really give back to your community. It sounds like you're really walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming in. That
is
Dan Callender of the Salty Turtle Beer Company. Look for their brews all around town. Something for everybody, really. They cover the spectrum on their releases. And of course, you can make that trip to get up there if you don't live in that area. And if you do, you can go there all the time. All right, we've got lots more music always around the corner here on The Penguin.